Winston City Council, February 6, 2023, 7 p.m.
Roll call, please. Councilor White.
Here.
Councilor Cunningham.
Here.
Councilor Hobson.
Here.
Councilor Anderson.
Here.
And I'm here, so I guess we're all here. Adjustments to the agenda, Mr. Bauer, please.
We have no adjustments. Mr. Mayor, we have two adjustments to the agenda. Item number two, the public hearing, will be removed. And item number 8D, the CenturyLink franchise agreement, will also be removed.
Great. Thank you very much.
Your Honor, we may, we'd like to move the check presentation ceremony to the very beginning. Following the...
I'm getting paid?
Yeah, following the consent agenda.
Oh, okay.
The double your salary.
No, I can answer my question.
Oh. Are you getting paid? Yes.
They're doubling your salary.
They're doubling it, Scott.
Okay, consent agenda. We need to have approval of the council minutes from January 3rd, 23, from January 17th of 23, and the workshop minutes from January 17th of 2023. Do I have a motion, please?
I second.
I have a motion. Look for a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign? Motion carries. Thank you. So what do you got planned now?
So tonight we have the chairman of Wake Up here with us tonight, Jeremy Mitchell.
Jeremy,
in the front row. And he's going to be handing us off a check for the new pavilion project up in
wonderful.
The park. So
got the check right back here.
Must be a big check.
It is, actually. In more ways than
so, Jeremy, here's the check. If you want to present it to the mayor and the council for the new pavilion project.
Yeah. Well, on behalf of the Winston Area Community Partnership, I would like to give this check to the city of Winston for the pavilion to be built at Winston City Park.
That's $126,126 and change. So thank you very much.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. Thank you. It is a big check.
How about a full try to put that in the ATM and see what happens.
You got to fold it.
Does it have a folding part in the middle?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Okay, comments from the audience. Anyone wishing to discuss items not covered on this agenda are welcome to address the City Council as a whole. Please state your name and address for the record. Each speaker will be given a maximum of 3 minutes. Speakers may not defame, intimidate, or use profanity or personal affronts. The council reserves the right to delay action until they have full information on the issue. Would anyone like to speak to the council? Steve, would you please?
Do I need to stand here?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
All right.
Name, rank, and serial number.
Yep. My name is Steve Shunward. I live at 380 Southeast Great. And I'm here on behalf of Wake Up as well to ask the City Council if you would consider co-sponsoring a community-wide goal-setting session on March 11th, 2023 at the Community Center. We're working with the Ford Family Foundation to secure an outside facilitator and to help us with any food or coffee or other charges that or other resources we might need. Winston Area Community Partnership is willing to put their money in as well. What we're asking from the city is that you would waive the fee for the rental on the grand room for that morning and help us promote the event. And
what would be your goal of the goal setting session?
Our goal, we, as you may recall, we used to do these annually. We used to get as many people together as we could and talk about where we were going as a community, as a city, getting all of the, like the 4th of July committee, the festival committee, everybody who sponsors things in town in the same place in the same time, and sharing calendars and sharing other information, asking for volunteers and just letting people know what the plans are for the next year.
And you want to do this when?
March 11th. We've already reserved the grand room that day.
I don't know that we can pull that together that fast, Steve, simply because we're heading into the budget session. We're going to be taking up a lot of weekends on that. How do the rest of y'all feel about that?
I'm in favor of goal setting sessions.
I am too.
Okay.
We haven't had one for several years, and I think it's a good way to
have
dialogue with the community.
Could we maybe find a time further in, maybe into next year, perhaps, next fiscal year?
No.
Not at this point. I mean, calendars. We sat a few weeks ago with Mark and Thomas, and this was the date that we all could reasonably expect to have something happen by. I know it's budget time because I'm on several budget committees myself. So,
Mr. Bauer?
We're talking about a month out, so it just depends on what we're going to need to prep for the meeting. So if we can get some kind of agenda scope put together so we can see if we can actually pull it off. If we can't, maybe another week or two out, somewhere in that neighborhood.
I'm hoping to have an answer from a facilitator by Wednesday. I'm out of town all day tomorrow. And if I get the response on Wednesday from a facilitator, we can easily put together a meeting late this week, early next, okay, to plan an agenda to talk about how we want to move forward. Really, all I'm asking of the city, I mean, I'd love for you to attend and participate, but really, I'd like to have the fee waived for the great room and see if we couldn't pull this off.
And Keith, you also mentioned too about sharing the expenses, like refreshments.
Right.
You have are you talking a 50-50 split or?
No, Ford Family Foundation has generously agreed to support us with any of those kind of costs. And if whatever they don't pick up, the Winston Air Community Partnership is willing to kick in.
So maybe you just want the room.
I just want the room and permission to put it on the city calendar. And
as past practice, we've waived the fee for community events.
I'm not opposed to waiving the fee. I personally won't be available that weekend.
I understand.
Half the family has birthdays that.
I understand that too.
Yeah. Okay, so if we want to waive the fees, we need a motion for that.
I make a motion that we waive the fees for the community center.
And a second, please.
I second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor of waiving the fees?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign? Okay, there you go.
Well, thank you, sir.
You bet.
Thank you, counsel. Appreciate that.
Okay. Reports, boards, commission. Excuse me, anybody else like to approach the council? Okay, please feel free.
Oh, it's a group.
It's a group. I'm Teresa Toller, and I talked to Parks Department about a dog park, trying to find a place for a dog park here in Winston. This is Nancy
Hillenbrand.
Excuse
me. And we need the address.
Yeah, we need the address, please.
Oh, 108 Quail Court.
601 Deerwood Court.
Okay.
And we've seen a big need for a dog park in this area. And I at first thought we could maybe use the area down by the boat ramp, but apparently that is not available, so we are trying to find a different place for a dog park.
Well, my husband and I have been looking all around for a place for a dog park. We have petitions. We've got almost 100 petitions. We've gone around town to everybody we can think of, and everyone we've approached has said, yes, we need a dog park. We'd be so happy to have one here. So, and I made some posters of some ideas, locations for a dog park. Where's that first one, George?
It was up by the community park along the tennis court, then the one next to the Winston maintenance yard that they had a volleyball court in.
So those are the two places that we thought were an idea anyway. I took pictures. But the main thing is we need a dog park.
Yeah.
And so we were looking for, is there a place that we could possibly put one? And if so, then we both are willing to start looking for funding to do that.
Did the park board make a recommendation on that?
Not yet. So she did do a presentation, and the next step was to put a plan together, a proposal. So that hasn't happened yet, right? Not yet.
No, I didn't No.
Andy?
Yeah,
I think that was
where
the last step was, and then,
yes,
there's no
recommendation. Excuse me if I can.
Please.
So as you consider a dog park opportunity, there's some operational things that you need to bear in mind, like is it going to be off-leash? Is it going to be on-leash? Because that all depends, all of those considerations bear in how big it's going to be. You know, when you get a population of dogs in there off the leash, you're going to want a bigger area than one with on the leash. So as you look at how you want to lay this thing out, you want to make sure that you consider all of those kind of operational things that, you know, you think about when you're out there walking your dog and you want to take it off the leash or you want to leave it on the leash, those kinds of things. You want an area where you can throw balls, you know, those types of things. So as you put that and develop kind of a plan, Those are the kind of things you want to
and
make sure you
where
consider.
I guess I was asking if there are any public properties that could possibly be used. What's that mean?
That means your 3 minutes are up.
don't worry about it.
No, okay. But can please continue.
So in order to put together a plan, we need some ideas for space.
There lies the rub.
That's it.
Because we don't have a preponderance of space to do much of anything with. Let alone, and I'm all in favor of a dog park. Don't misunderstand where we're going here. And I think the majority of the council is as well. We either have had or have pets. It's just real tough to find that kind of dirt to turn into a park. And you got to realize too, it's not just here we have an open field. Let's let the dogs run. You got to fence it. You got to have other things in there. Then you're going to have to monitor if it's being cleaned up. You're going to. So, I know it's on the agenda of the Parks Board. I can't tell you if and when it's going to happen because I don't know where y'all want to put it. Mark, you have any suggestions? Thomas?
Well,
Andy? Anybody?
Well, as far as placing the thing, I mean, there are some. If we're strictly looking at publicly owned property, you know, we're limited to the parks that we talked about tonight in the proposal. You've got, you know, the River Bend area down along the river, for example. You've got in the boat landing. I mean, that area is not necessarily something you could say is out. I mean, it's what we don't want to do in that is that because the tribe has found has history there. That we can't dig it. So, but it doesn't stop it from, you know, putting a fence post in the ground. So,
but
so
there's another issue there, Mr. Bauer, if I may. That park was basically paid for by Oregon State Marine funds, and
I was getting there.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So
concerned about that.
So what we have there is that when we opened that as a boat landing, it was supposed to be we got maintenance money to maintain the boat landing specifically for the fisheries. Portion of the thing. If we do anything different there, if we create a general park, they'll take that away from us. So because now it's not a marine fisheries facility anymore, it's just a general park. So we have to have those kind of considerations as we look at those. And those are some of the cons about looking at that site. So in all of these options, there's pros and cons. You just have to kind of put that matrix together and then present it to the park board and see if they can help you work through a location or maybe there's a private location somewhere that would work. So
the vision, I guess, is a place big enough that dogs can be off leash and get some exercise and socialize with other animals. The things that we would need would be a fence, a garbage can, poop bag dispenser, and hopefully access to some water. So I don't see that it would be a lot to deal with. The one thing that I would love to do is to have an area for larger dogs and one for smaller dogs.
So one of the other major considerations is insurance, because dogs aren't always predictable, and sometimes things happen and people get bit or other animals get bit. So there's insurance requirements too that you have to bear in mind when you look at those types of facilities.
The one in Roseburg has the rules posted. Have you taking that.
We have one right there.
Is that one by Templeton Beach?
Yes. And they address that specifically, that the owner is responsible for their animal.
Yeah. So, you know, there's different standards for different, depending upon where it's at. But, there's certain immunities that we can get as a city that you can't get on a private piece of property, for example. Okay. That's what I was kind of...
And then also, too, is licensing of the dog, is that they have a license and also proof of rabies, you know, that goes on with the tag. Would that not also be a requirement?
It isn't anywhere else. I've been to Coos Bay and Roseburg and Florence, and that hasn't been a requirement in any of them.
Interesting.
Yeah, I believe they're supposed to be licensed,
yeah.
But I don't think there's a proof of licensing. Yeah. It's just if someone comes along and sees no license on your animal, they might call the animal control or something like that and have them come out and check it. But yeah, I haven't seen it where anybody's checking for that.
So Teresa, you mentioned you're going to look for funding, and so you're ready to do that.
Well,
what are you looking at for that? Going for donations or grants or?
I don't know of any grants, and so if you
that was one of the things that was one of the things we wanted to kind of clarify in terms of information. If you're wanting to approach having something like that in the park, let's say it works out, and there's area designated for the park, it's going to take funding, of course. If you want to approach a grant, it does become significantly harder if it's not called out in the Parks and Master Plan.
Okay.
So the city has a Parks Master Plan, and it designates all of our needs and what the all of those things. If it doesn't call out a dog park, then it does become a little more tough. And I don't know that it's in there. Maybe Andy can clarify. I haven't seen it in there.
And Thomas, not for putting the cart before the horse, but is it conceivable that they could receive some help in finding where there could be some grants or anything like that?
I think we need to identify.
Well, I'm talking farther down the road.
Okay.
When they reach that point, is there some way that we can help them?
Sure.
To find grants.
Yeah. And absolutely.
The ideas that I had were like my son was an Eagle Scout, and perhaps there's a Boy Scout that is wanting an Eagle project that could be part of that.
So the major element would be getting a dog park approved into the park plan, so through the park board, working to get that piece of work done, then finding a location, and then developing the operational plan for that location.
In which the city would help.
Excuse me?
The city would help in going through the park board and doing working with the park board and everything like that. And then farther down the road when all the smoke settles and everything, maybe we can also try to find out if there could be some grants or something and help out that way.
Yeah. Very good. Anything else?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. Appreciate your time. Anybody else like to speak? Okay, reports, boards, commissions, committees, and schools. Budget Committee, request for reappointment for the Budget Committee. That is for Mr. Justice, I recall. Need a motion?
He's the only one on it, so I figured he could recommend himself.
To approve?
We'll put a plan together.
Mr. Justice's application to the Budget Committee.
Approve Mr. Justice, Bruce Justice, for Bruce Justice Senior for the Budget Committee.
Have a motion?
Second.
And a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Thank you very much. Mr. Bauer, does that pretty much fill out our Budget Committee then, or are we still looking for more bodies?
We are still looking for additional bodies.
Good. Okay. Thank you. The next appointment would be to care for Carol Myers for the Park Board. Looking for a motion to approve Ms. Myers.
I make a motion to approve Ms. Myers.
I have a motion for a second.
I second.
A motion in 2 seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Thank you very much. Okay.
These are all reappointments, too.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah.
Next, Public Works, Mr. Andy Howell for department reports.
Good evening, council, members of the audience. Just a couple updates. For the siphon updates, we'll be meeting with Civil West tomorrow at about 10 a.m. here. City Hall will be talking about the siphon, kind of getting a feel for our SDCs, our West Side Project, some of the things we're working on, the Safe Routes to School. So we'll kind of get an overview for that one. But right now, they've been diligently working on our siphon piping realignment. And tomorrow we should have some mapping. We'll be reviewing that. So that's kind of just the kind of update for council. We'll have a little more information after tomorrow's meeting. But we just kind of wanted to impress council. 10 a.m.
Thank you, Andy. What do you have for the West Side Project?
They're working down Rose towards Reed. So they've got the second manhole installed now. They got the bypass pumping set up, so they're working through that process. The plan will be they'll finish that. Rose, go up on Sherry Morgan, down, finish the main line up, then do the Rose Avenue call behind Willie's, that area up there, kind of tie all that in. The bursting and things will be kind of last later, but it kind of dries up a little bit. So we're doing the Glen Court area and up off of the...
I drove up there today. Are they really using that, 3.5 or 4 inch?
From the bypass.
Everything? Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty minimal flow there. That's just kind of an interliner.
Uh-huh.
The most of the flow right now is just groundwater, actually, just coming into this little concrete piping.
It's right. Shot, what you're so trying to fix.
Right. So, but yeah, that's exactly what they're using. So.
Perfect. Any questions?
I don't know if this is under your realm or Thomas's, but for the audience on the school safety grant that we got, who would be best to elaborate on that?
Probably Andy at this point.
Okay.
So.
Safe route to school. That's all right. So the safe route to school is a huge endeavor that staff and assistants with our city engineer has worked diligently on. To safe routes to the McGovern Elementary. So it's Carrie, it's flashing lights for the kids, it's up on Looking Glass. Some of those are in Looking Glass, but what we're trying to do is do more connectivity. The kids can have a safe passage to school. So basically, it's a 20% match. It's a $1.9 million, a little over, so it's a large chunk of money. The city's portion would be a little over $400,000 for that project. So it's a 20% match on our part. So it's a huge.
That includes sidewalks.
Yeah, that's huge.
And paving.
That's sidewalks, paving. The school safe. You know, with some of the ambers, we'll have probably down off of Cary. We'll have some flashing lights down that way. But as we start that process, so that'll be huge for the area, providing some much needed work down there. So
that's with the departments being very proactive and going out and. Procuring funding and other everything for grants is where it's actually saving the city money considerably, and it's also improving the safety of the kids in the schools.
That's right. That's what it's about. So.
That was a highly competitive grant, and we were one of the few awards that they provided. So,
good job. Yeah,
and one of the largest awards.
I think it was a $51 million for the entire state.
Yeah, it was pretty. Yeah, it was pretty.
And we got a almost. And we got a good chunk of it.
Yeah.
So. Good job. Okay. Any more questions for Andy? Thank you very much, Andy. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. You know, I see a strange face in the crowd out there. We're going to jump ahead to Mr. Sherlock. I know he's not on the agenda, but he's going to get a talk tonight because I haven't talked to you in a while, Chris.
It's been a bit. I know.
Well, he wants something.
Oh, he wants something?
Yeah, that begins.
Sort of.
You've adjusted the Christmas list already, huh?
No. It's a different kind of one. I don't really have anything planned. I can go over anything in the weeklies.
How are things running?
Good. We had a lot of flow at the end of December, beginning of January. We had some additional testing for the flows and load study that Carlo's doing. So that kind of set their time frame back now till March. So... hopefully they'll be wrapping that up though, and we'll see the plan.
Any problems in the offing that we need to know about, or is it going to flow pretty good?
Still flowing.
It's a downhill thing, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Has the leachate Pickup has been, or delivery has been fairly consistent.
Yeah.
And checks have been A-OK.
Mm-hmm. Are they running that pretty much, what, they run all weekend, don't they?
No, they
almost
haul
every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
Sometimes two trucks a day. So during this last rain event, they hauled two trucks for like 48 hours straight.
Wow.
So.
Keep that tank full, huh?
Yeah. At that point, we have a backwash basin that we use for our filters, and we have a kind of emergency setup for them to go there.
It's all testing well, though? We're good?
Yep.
Perfect.
Chris,
yep.
What does that generate us in revenue?
A year, or about $151,000 a year.
So it's a good chunk of change.
Good chunk of change.
It goes directly back into the plant, though.
Yeah, it just offsets the running cost of the plant. So, and on paper, it sounds good, but we're not doing what the plant was designed to do. It's just to treat that, you know.
It's kind of a pain for you.
It's a stretch. Yeah. It's a stretch. So it's doable. We have some checks and balances in place so that we don't have what happened before.
We're kind of skippies.
We're buying time until the county gets there.
How far out is there?
It has started.
They have started now.
They've started it. But they're running into supply chain issues. Surprise, surprise.
It's probably another year out, though, isn't it?
Hopefully before then.
Oh, really?
But originally it was going to be this fall, and then it was kind of later this year, and now it's kind of moved into the beginning of next year. But if you drive up top to landfill, they have a pad put in and equipment sitting there, idle.
Wow.
Well, what capacity are you running at?
That's what the flow and load studies
are
going to help determine.
I mean, as of present time, you know, how much, which percentage are you at capacity? Are you 50%, 60%?
So a study was performed in 2008, and
right.
They kind of laid out how Winston and Green were expected to grow. Everything kind of got set because the economy took a downturn then, so we're quite a few years behind. But flow-wise, we're not showing what the study said we would be at, but it's almost showing that we have more of a load. So, because there's two different things. You have like a biological load on the plant and then flow.
Your biological load,
is almost on par where it should be, where it was projected to be, and then but the flow is not quite there.
Okay, and the biological is at what capacity is that?
It's measured in BOD, biochemical oxygen demand.
Got it.
So
okay.
It's the strength of the wastewater.
In other words, you've got plenty of reserve capacity.
That's what the study's going to determine.
We don't know that.
That's speculation.
So,
do we know when?
That's what Chris is talking about in March, that we're hoping to get numbers
good.
Back to you. Because one of the decisions you're going to have to look at is if we're up against capacity is, can we continue to take the leachate? Because we need it for our own citizen use. So that's what this study is all
good.
Geared to look at.
And on the leachate load to the plant, they kind of looked at that, and yes, it does have a load on the plant, but it wasn't significant, you know, in terms of capacity.
Sure. How much of it's just plain water that we're collecting in our system? Like groundwater, great, you know.
Right. I mean, you know, summertime, our flows will be 1 to 1.2 million gallons a day. It's been a fairly dry month. We're about 1.5 today, but normally our normal winter is 2.
Yeah.
So you know,
like it was in December when it was coming down.
Yeah, I think we saw a peak December of like 7.5.
Mm-hmm.
So
peak day.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Anything else for Chris? Thank you very much for being here, Chris.
Yep.
Good to see you.
Yeah. Next year.
Wow. And it wasn't me this time, Chris. It was him. Mr. McIntosh, what do you got? Community development planning.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of council, members of the audience. So just one thing for you to expand upon. We seem to be kind of in this cycle of inundating you with a lot of information during the department report that goes out. She's shaking her head yes. There were two attachments. One of them was one of our concluding ODOT memorandums regarding the transportation system plan update. And it's the preferred solutions and funding program memo. That's the 22-pager that I know you all read intricately. It's got a lot of information in there, a lot of bullet points, but that particular memo is important because it outlines the funding avenues and the opportunities around what the deficiencies are in the city. So what I like that our engineering group did, our contractors, Kittleson Associates, is what's housed in that document is it gives us ideas on where to approach the money for the transportation deficiencies. So that document was kind of the last one we'll see before they're concluding their work. They're contracted through to June of this year. They're supposed to be done and have an adoption package ready for us by March. We have our housing needs analysis package done already. So we are hoping in short order to cycle them through for adoption shortly. So just wanted to expand on that. Happy to take any questions. That concludes my report.
Any questions for Thomas? Good work on that report, by the way, on Friday. That was good stuff. Mr. Bauer?
I have nothing additional to my report from Friday. It was pretty comprehensive, so I don't really have any, unless you have some questions you'd like answered regarding the items I had in it.
Any questions for Mr. Bauer? Groovy, moving on to old business. We have resolution 23-1073, the third extension of the Douglas County Leachate Agreement. Ms. Sardi, please.
Thank you, Mayor. Resolution number 23-1073, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council authorizing the city manager to enter into the third extension of the Douglas County Leachate Agreement number 3000175.
Thank you. Mr. Bauer, staff report, please.
Thank you, Your Honor, members of council and members of the audience. If you'll recall, we tabled this at your last meeting. The question was raised, are we still getting a good value for what we're doing for treating the leachate for the county? And so I put some numbers together for you to take a look at. We right now charge the county 2 cents a gallon to treat their leachate. So when we look at that in comparison to what our citizens pay for sewage at $41 a month, what is that come out to in cost per gallon of sewage treated? Well, what we know is that our average connection generates about 6,000 gallons a month to the treatment facility. And when we boil the number down on that against that $41, it comes out to be about 0.68 cents a gallon. So our citizens are paying, or the county's paying, approximately three times what our citizens are paying for the treatment process. And at the same time, you got to look at it that the other thing in that $41 is they're not just paying for treatment; you're paying for conveyance too. So getting the sewage from your house to the treatment plant is a big cost, probably about 2/3 of our overall cost of operation and maintenance. So when you look at it from that perspective, where the county is trucking it all to us, there's no conveyance system for us to maintain any of that, we're getting probably on the neighborhood of 6 to 8 times the value from the county than what we get from our connections to our citizens. So it does appear that we are still getting a fairly good deal.
Okay, perfect. Any questions for Mr. Bauer on the leachate agreement? Okay, comments from the audience on the leachate agreement? Thank you very much. Council action. Looking for a motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve resolution number 23-1073, third extension of the Douglas County Leachate Agreement.
Have a motion. Looking for a second?
Second.
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you very much. New business licenses. Chief, these all been approved. We have white collar construction, the pizza bus, and Umpqua Valley Mining Company. Where are they setting up?
I don't know. And I do believe I approved the licenses on that.
Mr. Mayor, that is going to be in the same area as the grocery outlet. There is a strip mall on the side there.
Uh-huh.
They are taking over one of those lease facilities.
What are they going to mine there?
Well, it's just mining equipment, so it's painting equipment, okay. And those types of things.
Well, you know, hey, it's a mining company. You never know. Looking for a motion to approve the business licenses as presented.
I make a motion that we approve the business licenses as presented.
Motion looking for a second?
I second.
A motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. I'll carry. Wastewater SDC methodology meeting for a council workshop. What do we got?
So, Your Honor, if I may, we meet with Civil West tomorrow to kind of iron that detail out. Right now, we're looking at possibly the 21st. Yeah, the 21st of February. It'll be a standalone meeting. It won't be a combined meeting with the council because there'll be a lot more data to look at.
Well, the 21st, I believe, is our next regularly scheduled meeting.
It is. I think that we can have a light enough agenda that we can pass on that on a regular council meeting and just do the workshop. But unless a business item comes up, and then we might have to do a short meeting. But right now, we're kind of looking at that time frame to do the workshop at the next regularly scheduled meeting.
At 7 o'clock?
At 7 o'clock, yeah.
Okay.
That's a pretty important day.
Yeah, I know.
Resolution number 23-1074, vehicle surplus parks. That's that pickup truck, isn't it? Ms. Sardi, please.
Thank you, Mayor. Resolution number 23-1074, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council declaring Parks Department 2004 F-350 flatbed pickup truck as surplus and authorizing the city manager to offer it for sale at the next available I-5 auction.
Thank you, Ms. Sardi. Andy Howell, staff report, please.
Well, boss, we ran the goody out of it, so we got everything. We gave her all she got, Captain, and she's done. I'll just get to the point here with it, but it's we've got it running now, so I think we can drive it down there, but it's become unreliable. It's a safety concern. We have issues with it.
So you're going to send Mitch in the truck when he gets back?
Yeah, right. So, just looking for a request to be able to move forward with getting rid of a lot of runs.
Any questions for Andy on the decrepit vehicle? Any comments from the audience? Okay, looking for a motion to approve Resolution 23-1074, the old truck's going goodbye.
I'll make a motion that we approve Resolution 23-1074.
I have a motion looking for a second.
I'll second.
A motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Upcoming agenda items, Mr. Bauer?
Stand by.
Okay.
We'll have some developed here. But we're going to have the CenturyLink thing we'll have. We're pretty sure for the next one. We had hoped to have it tonight. They thought maybe they could get us an answer by close of business. They just couldn't. That's why we have to pull it. But that'll be we know that one will be on the next agenda for sure.
Okay. Thank you. Any non-agenda items from council?
Have we had any contact with the superintendent of the schools concerning the possibility of getting a student?
We have not. I happen to know someone that has close communications with the principal, though.
We did actually ask for that. We just haven't heard anything back.
Huh. Gee.
I'll ask.
Mr. Mayor, we do also have a meeting that she will be involved in Wednesday the 8th. at 12 regards to our SRT project identification plan. So the superintendent will be involved in that. I'm happy to bring it up. And we can try to hit it on all ends.
Right. And we're working on another Chief Sardi. We're working on an SRO. Or is that too early to tell?
That's way too early.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Any other non-agenda items from council? Good to the order. The check copies were in our packets. Claims in excess of $500. Announcements. Economic development, February 8th at noon right here in City Hall. City Council special meeting. The land use appeal to council. Planning file number 22-W008, February 13th at 7 p.m. in the Community Center, 440 Southeast Craig. Park Board, Valentine's Day, 5 p.m. right here. That's February 14th for those guys.
That change, that will be tomorrow at 4 o'clock at Riverman.
And I made that correction this
afternoon. Yes.
Okay. And I apologize.
Okay.
Sorry. Thank you, Alicia.
Monday, February 20th, President's Day. Mayor's birthday, city office will be closed. Winston City Council will meet next on the 21st right here. Executive session, Mr. Bauer?
None, Your Honor.
Thank you and good night.
Good night.
Meeting adjourned at 7:42.